robot now? Is it a robot now? Tell me, John Syracuse, is it a robot or not? I don't know, robot or not.
John, listener Vitor has a head scratcher of a question for you, which is, what defines you? If we removed all the memories from you and placed them in a baby clone's body, would the clone be you? And if so, who would you be?
That's not how memories work, unfortunately.
Yeah, true.
You can't copy them into a different brain, because that's not how our... It's not ones and zeros in storage media. Our brains aren't computers. So that doesn't quite work, but I feel like this gets into the transporter question. Have we talked about the transporter thing before?
Yeah, I think we have. In a few different angles.
Like what defines you? I can get at a question from a different angle, which is like, oh, if we removed all your memories, would you still be you? The answer is no. You would be a very similar person, but necessarily different, because memories inform so much of what makes us us. And if those memories were actually removed, we would be a different person who is similar in many ways, but not the same, because, again, like so many of the decisions we make during the day and things we think about and everything we do in our lives is informed by our memories. And if you rob us of them, then we necessarily become a different person. But it's only a magnified version of, oh, during the day, when I do things during the day, that makes me a different person at the end of the day than I was at the beginning. It's just that wiping all of your memories is such a massive version of that, that it's like a step change as opposed to the incremental way in which we change through each second of each day, becoming a different person at each moment. If you have a sudden removal of all your memories, especially if you're an older person, that's a lot of change in a short period of time. And so it's much easier to say, oh, now you're not the same person. Whereas it's trivially true that you're not the same person at the end of the day at the beginning, but not interestingly true. Whereas removal of all your memories makes it more interestingly true. But yeah, trying to transfer your memories to a baby, that doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't change the baby into you, even if you could do it.
So premise rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Vitor. I tried.
People are not thumb drives.